Hey, and welcome to this short black episode of Take It Black. My name is Rachel Hocking, and I'm coming to you from Cammeraygal land in Sydney's north. My guest today is Western Arinda artist Vincent Namatjira, who was recently announced as the 2020 winner of the Archibald Prize for his portrait of Adam Goods. Amazingly, it was the first time an Indigenous artist has taken out the honour, with Vincent cheekily pointing out in his acceptance speech that it only took 99 years. In this yarn, Vincent talks about country, growing up in foster care, and learning about his famous Namatjira surname later in life. I started by asking him what it felt like to take out the Archibald.
That, like, oh, take this all over my body, sensation head to toe. To me, I've seen a vision of myself as a leader for my people, for this country. And also, yeah, just wanted to say that it took very long time for this winning for the Archibald, because I didn't feel comfortable because of in the past where the Archibald was, where I think it was William Dadji did a painting of my a portrait of my great-grandfather, Albert Namatjira. And that, it made me think to myself, maybe it's a bit comfortable if a black man that decides to paint an Aboriginal artist on a canvas. And so I just tried it out, and then everything just went from there. And yeah, when I found out that I won the Archibald Prize, it was like I reversed that past, that bit of the past. Yeah, I reversed it, I rearranged it, and I made it a bit level. But winning that prize, the Archibald Prize, it wasn't a surprise to me, because of I knew the outcome of it. After winning, yeah, all the spotlight and preparati and all this stuff, you know, yeah, it's good to be a winner and proud, but I'm trying to be normal doing it. Yeah, trying to just act normal doing it, and yeah, just take a calm sense of it. Yeah.
Yeah, not be too much of a superstar.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's a really good description of the pressure of it, because you've been an artist for a long time now, you know, you've been around the world. And you've got a famous surname, so you would have already felt a lot of this pressure before. And then this year you painted somebody who is really well known. Adam Goods is like a hero to blackfellas. And you did it in a year when we've been hearing more about deaths in custody, Black Lives Matter. So what was the reason for you to want to put someone like Adam Goods on a portrait in the Archibald?
Well, I can describe a picture of my life, because when I was young, I was staying in Alice Springs, and then my mother passed away when I was 6 years old, so they shipped me to Perth City. I grew up in Midland. The things I went through in Midland, in Perth, was a bit of a coincidence with Adam, like a bit of a common thing, semi-common thing, with my schooling and stuff like that. Like, I just wanted to go to school and learn and do my year 12. And then go back to community.
Yeah, so you, when you first met Adam, he came to, what did he come to Indalkna in 2018?
He came to Indalkna in 2018, yeah. And he came to visit a school for something, for a project with the school, maybe with the kids, to help the kids. And then he came out with an art center, and I introduced myself, and he introduced himself, and then I just asked him, Adam, if it's all right, if I could just ask you that I would like to paint you for the Archibald Prize. And he said, he had the steps for a while, and then he said, sure.
How did you convince him? Did he want to see some paintings first, see what your painting was like?
At start, there was like a look on his face that, what do you want to paint me for? It's not going to... probably not going to work for an Aboriginal person to win, something like that kind of look on his face. Yeah.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
So you had to convince him?
I told him, it's, you know, just it'll make me comfortable just to paint another black man on campus for the Archibald Prize, you know. And I did this before in the recent year in 2019 with another Indigenous person who came this year with, to paint another Indigenous person and to take out the prize. Was truly remarkable and incredible. Yeah, I'm feeling more fame like my grandfather now. Yeah.
Yeah, you really are, and in your own right as well. I want to talk about your great grandfather, but also about where you are, because you're in Indalkna right now. You're in the APY lands. I'm a Walpuri woman, so I've been near your country before. But for yeah. a lot of our listeners, you know, they haven't been to Central Desert. Talk about your country. What is it like out there?
Where I'm originally from is Hermanusburg. That's like a 1.5 hour drive from west of Alice Springs. When you go there, you'll see good green country, white sand. You'll see a big creek going through the community. And you see sandhills, red sandhills. It's a good community, populated of maybe 600 to 700 people there. Yeah, but now that I've left Hermanusburg and stopped at Indalkna, I'm stopping at a community at Indalkna on the APY, which is called Iwancha, Indigenous name. Yeah, I'm stopping here, and it's limestone, white, and green, and there's a big ridge mountain in the background. Where I'm at Indalkna, there's a lot of people here. There's about 700 to 800 people here. Yeah, there's dogs and cars driving around. There's a lot of people. Yeah, there's also the art center here. There's a we have artists of total of 30 artists in the art center on a full day work.
So you're Western Aranda man down on Pitjantjatjara country right now.
Yes, I'm married to a Pitjantjatjara woman. Yep.
Hey, that's deadly. And the way you described Western Aranda country up near Hermanusburg, that's, you know, very similar to the paintings that your great-grandfather painted. He, Albert Namatjira, being one of your ancestors, you never met him. What sort of stories did you hear about him growing up?
That was a long time, maybe in when I was about, I want to say 8 or 9, I found out that I was related to a Namatjira person, because yeah, all that was taken away from me when I went to foster care. And if you go to foster care, it sort of pushes you aside, like it makes you like you're in quarantine, yeah, pushed away, and you lose a lot of stuff, especially with culture, tradition, and you miss a lot of funerals back at where family is. That's what my life has been through, and I just want to reach out to others and say that, yeah, when you've been in that way, or if you're planning to send your kids to welfare or whatever, don't. You lose a lot of things. And they need to be with family, always.
Thank you for sharing your experiences, because we hear it a lot, you know, about the impact of being taken away from country and family when you're young.
Yep.
What's that experience been like, that story been like, learning your Namatjira surname, you know, coming back to community and then learning about your ancestors?
It was a bit hard at start. I was young at the time anyway, and when that foster lady, social worker, whatever, told me that I'm a Namatjira, that I didn't know what to think at the time. It's like, who is Namatjira? Namatjira could be anybody, you know? And then they said, my mother said that, not my mother's mother, my auntie's mother, that we call auntie mother also. And she said to me that, your great-grandfather, Albert Namatjira. And that's it, wow. I was feeling that inside my emotions. I was feeling, yeah, wow. Hey, I didn't know that. Yeah, that kind of feeling. That's that. So with that name, Namatjira, I chose my own path, not Albert Namatjira's path, because, yeah, when you find that Namatjira, of course, I say sometimes in my interviews and sometimes in the media that, yeah, when you see a Namatjira name in the gallery, you know it's going to be a Yeah, Abbott Nemeger, one of the Paralluchas or Nemegers from Hemispec, obviously, yeah. But when you see my painting, it's like, yeah, sometimes it's clear, sometimes it's unclear, sometimes it's good, but it's not like any common full Nemegera name, yeah, style. Didn't actually start my career by painting properly. I started by sketching, yeah. I'm good at sketching. And then sketching, yeah, one person said, just mentioned to me, you should do a sketch of your great-grandfather, Abbott Nemegera. And that's everything just went from there to here we are today, yeah.
Do you still have that first sketch that you did of your great-grandfather?
It's been a while now. Yeah, it's been a while, yeah.
I wanted to tell you about one of my favorite paintings of yours. I saw it a while ago, but it's that one of you and Donald Trump, and you got your arm around him. You're standing in front of a cake, and there's a Macca's bag in the corner, and in the other corner, there's a red cap, and it says, "Make APY great again," which yes. I thought was deadly. What was going through your head when you found out that Donald Trump has the same birthday as you?
We just broke out with laughter, and I felt like a strange. Yeah, it could be Donald Trump on this side of the world, you know? Yeah, in this country.
And what would you say to Donald Trump if he ever came to Hermannsburg or Indokna?
Welcome him. Just give him a welcome him ceremony. Welcome into community, and then maybe show him around a bit. Yeah, stuff like that, and then talk after. Yeah.
I like that approach. Yeah. Show him first, you know, bring him in first. Yeah. There's another painter from APY Lands who I really like. She paints one of my favorite singers, Dolly Parton, Kayleen Whiskey.
Yes.
And you also paint, you know, the Queen and Captain Cook. Is there like a new generation who are really interested in painting, you know, well-known people and celebrities?
It's just like, for me, I'm the stepping point for like figurative painters for Aboriginal people. I'm a turning point because our history and our culture stops and mainly stuff to do with country and culture. But me, I open up a new door with a new approach for figurative for Indigenous people. So, yeah, that's what I'm trying to bring to the world, bring to the plate, yeah.
I think that's really deadly because, like you said, you know, people have an idea of what Aboriginal art is, and it's not one thing. It can be contemporary art, it can be dot paintings, it can be landscape. For my last question, Vincent, you've been a painter for a while now. You've got a legacy that's your own, separate to your great-grandfather. How would you like to be remembered?
You just remembered as the first Indigenous to take out the Archibald Prize and to be just a number one role model for Indigenous people for my country, like Alice Springs. Yeah, for Alice Springs.
Hey, Dudley, thank you so much for having a yarn with me.
Yep, thank you. Take it black.
That was Vincent Namatjira, the first Indigenous winner of the Archibald Prize, talking about his historic win, his relationship to country, and forging his own path as a contemporary figurative artist. I've been your host, Rachel Hocking, for this short black episode of Take It Black. You can subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts, and I'll catch you next time. Remember to stay deadly and always take it black.
Always will be! Always will be!